Hi there, it's John Ashton here. Oh, it's a bit echoey in this room. It's John Ashton here. It's the Women's World Cup Day 8. I'm in Augsburg in Bavaria on the Romantic Road. It's quite a nice city, actually. Seems to be the stag and hen capital of South Germany. They were out in force last night. Hopefully they'll be out in force on Tuesday for England's game. The attendances have been pretty good thus far. In true AC Jimbo style, I've been going through the day's papers here in Germany. Much of the talk about Birgit Prinz, who threw a right strop, essentially, after being substituted against Nigeria, is out of form, looks a bit of aiding force, and the questions are over whether she'll remain being first choice for the rest of the tournament. The noise you might hear in the background, actually, is the train station. We're quite close to the station here, and they seem to have some old steam trains which keep making piping noises. Elsewhere in the papers, the papers are absolutely masses of coverage. If you've read my blog, what else is there to say? Sorry, I feel slightly out of the loop today. Yesterday was a bit of a travelling day, so I sort of didn't see any matches. Essentially, the last round of group games is boiling down to be quite interesting. We've got a bit of a playoff for top spot in Group A between Germany and France, a bit of a playoff for top spot in Group B between England and Japan. It's USA and Sweden essentially playing off for top spot in Group C. And this afternoon, it seems that if the Australia Equatorial Guinea scoreline stays the same, 1-1 at the moment, just after half time, it could be a bit of a playoff later on today between Norway and Brazil for top spot in that group. So we've sort of almost got a must win games coming. That last round of group games might actually be a round of four vital games and four pretty much dead rubbers, but we shall see. Right, that'll do for me, and I shall speak to you again tomorrow.